The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Lamed Gimel. We have already learnt that the food which one puts down for an Eir of Tchumen must be accessible to him in his Mokim Shvisa during Bein Hashmashas, which L'chayra means that if it's Asar because of any of the Isurei Shabbos for him to access his Eir of food and bring it to his Mokim Shvisa, to eat it in his Mokim Shvisa, the Eir of is possible. Chazal, however, tell us, Rebbe Omer loigozru shvus ben hashmoshes. The shita of Rebbe is that during ben hashmoshes, Chazal were not gezer on isurei shvus, on isurei midrabanan. And therefore, if the reason why the Erev is not accessible is because of isurei derabanan, so then the Erev would still be kosher because of the klal loigozru shvus ben hashmoshes, according to Rebbe. La halacha, we paskin like Rebbe. The Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha of loigozru al shvus ben hashmoshes in two places, in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, and again in Simon Shin Mem Beis. And the Mechaber in Simon Shin Mem Beis says as follows, Kol hadvarim sheim asurim midivrei soifrim loigozru aleihem ben hashmoshes. That things which are also midrabanan, Chazal were not gozer on that ben hashmoshes. However, it's not a blanket rule. V'hu sheyir shom dvar mitzvah. That is when one needs to be over the shvus for a dvar mitzvah. Oideichik, or because he is under pressure. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Deichik needs a Shas Hadchak Gadol. We need something which is a big Shas Hadchak. The person is Torod V'nechpaz, that he's under a lot of pressure because of the lack of, because of the problem in front of him. And if one can rectify that problem by being over a Shvus, in those cases, even for a Dvar Mitzvah or for a Dvar Shus, which is a Deiche Gadol, Mishnah Berurah brings an example. Like a person has to run away from a guy who's pressuring him or something of the like, so then one can do an Issa D'Rabbanan during Ben Hashmashas, and included in that would be to go ahead and to do Amir L'Akum. Amir L'Akum is also an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore, during the Ben Hashmashas period, if a person has a Tzayrich Mitzvah, a Tzayrich Shabbos, the Be'er Halacha says that even if it's not a total basic Shabbos need, but it's something which will be something which will increase his Einik Shabbos. If he has that, that's considered to be a Tzarech Mitzvah, and one can tell a guy during Ben Hashmashas to do Melacha for him during Ben Hashmashas. If one forgot to light a light in a room which would be dark, the light being turned on would significantly increase the Einik Shabbos, even if it's not pitch black. One would be allowed to tell a guy to go ahead and to turn on that light during Ben Hashmashas. If one forgat to light a Yahrzeit licht, so that also, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, is considered to be a important and significant need. People are nizer in this, and therefore it's considered to be a Tzarech Gadol. It would shter a person's entire Shabbos if he does not have it. And therefore, one would be allowed to tell a guy to light that ner for him during Ben Hashmashas. Now, if we look in Siman Shin Mem Beis, there are three exceptions to the klal of Legozer Shvus Ben Hashmashas. The first exception is that this klal of Legozer Shvus Ben Hashmashas does not apply to all Shvusim. Shvusim, which are Karev LeMelacha, Shvusim, which are close to a Malacha D'Araisa, are not mutter during Bein HaShemashas. And really, there are two types of shvusim which go into this category. There is one thing, which the Gemara brings in Daf Lama Dalet on the base, is a gzeira shema yiktoim. If a person puts his eruv on top of a reed, which is soft and easy to cut, to crack, and that would be the natural way during the week to get down the eruv, to just cut the reed, to lower the eruv, to remove the eruv, if one puts an eruv on such a reed before Shabbos, the eruv is puzzle, even though Ben Ashmashas, to remove something from Mechubel Karka is only Asa Midrabanan, but over here, where it's so easy to go ahead and crack that reed and be over an Issa Daraisa, that Shvus is considered to be close to an Issa Daraisa. And since it's considered to be close to an Issa Daraisa, so Chazal were indeed Gezer on that particular Shvus, Beit HaShmoshes, that is the Gzeir Shem Yiktim. That's something which is close to a Daraisa in the way that it's very easy, it will let you move to go ahead and remove something from the Mechuber, so then we're scared in 1 second you might go ahead and be kaitim it and cut it. There are other things which it would seem that the reason why they are considered to be close to a Daraisa is not so much because the next step without thinking is to move to the Daraisa, but rather the pshat is because the act that you're doing is very similar to a Malacha Daraisa. Not because you're craving lovely Lidei Malacha Gemura Daraisa, because it's the next step, the next move, so to say, to do without thinking. But the reason why it's Karev Lavri Lidei Malacha Daraisa is because the act seems so much like an Issa Daraisa. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that Lahalacha in Simon Shinman Beis Sifkatan Aleph, and he says, for example, to carry something pachis midalad amis in the Rishos Arabim, or a malacha shein tzricha legufa, or a shinoi, to do a malacha with a shinoi which midaraisa is not a true malacha, but midarabanan it's aser, all of those things are aser ben hashmashes, again because they are karev to a deoraisa. One of the mekayris for things which are aser during Bein HaShemashes is the mekar is a taisus on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara has a case over here where the person has this tree which goes up, makes a turn, 9 tefachim tall, Rabbi Mekasimalov. Therefore, that part of the tree is a Rishos HaRabim, and then heads up to become a Rishos HaYachid. And the Gemara says that one cannot take the Eruv from the up part of the tree to the Iker of the tree, where the person was Kainashriza, because he has to pass through this area of Rishos HaRabim, and therefore he cannot carry the Eruv through that area. And Taisus asks, L'chaira, even though there's Rishos HaYachid Daraisa here, and Rishos HaRabim Daraisa here, there are ways to get things through Rishos HaRabim's, but and only be over in Issa D'Rabbanan. For example, Ze Oiker V'Ze Meniach. This person makes the Akira, this person makes the Hanacha. Or else, he makes the Hanacha in such a way where it's over 10 Tzvachim, and therefore, the Hanacha is vaita only in Issa Midrabanan. However, Taisa says that this is considered to be a Shvus Chomer, this is considered to be a Dirabanan, which Chazal felt we cannot be Matir Bein HaShemashes, even according to Rebbe, and therefore these would not be Eitzes to transport the Eruv. What comes out is that even though, like Gozer Shvus Bein HaShemashes, however, not all Shvusim are Mutter Bein HaShemashes, there are some Shvusim, which are Shvus Chomers, which may, because they're easier to come from there to an Issa D'Raisa, either because that's the natural next step, or because the act that you're doing is so similar, somebody won't chap. The act that you're doing is mamish, the malacha, the same exact act. You're just doing for a different reason, so that's enough to confuse people, and Chazal did not allow that during Ben Hashmashas. That's the first of the three exceptions to Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas. The second exception is that Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas only applies if a person was not Mekabel Shabbos. This is Machlokes. If a person individually is Mekabel Shabbos, is that enough to aser all the Shlosim? Or is it Dafka if he's Mekabel Shabbos as part of the Tzibur? If he's Mekabel Shabbos through Baruch Hu in those days, or L'chadoidi by Vishalim Mizmashiliyem HaShabbos in our times. But Al Kalponim, after Kabbalah Shabbos, one does not have the heter of Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas. It does seem from the Mishnah Bura that he basically leans that Dafka Kabbalah Tzibur asers one on Shusim, not a private Kabbalah. In the Bir Halacha, in Reish Samach Aleph, he's Mekel when there is another sniff. The Mishnah Berurah therefore points out that this halacha of Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas will only be regea in a place where a person, there is no tzibur. Because we learned many times that if a person is in a place where there is a tzibur, and the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, even though he himself has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos, Shabbos is chal on him, and it's Shabbos for him too, even though he was not personally Mekabel Shabbos. So if we say that Kabbalah Shabbos is enough to go ahead and to aser ol shusim, then the whole halacha of Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas will only be negeya to a person who is not in an area, who is in an area where there is no community, where there is no tzibur b'mekabel Shabbos, and he himself has not been mekabel Shabbos according to some days, and according to other days, even if he has been mekabel Shabbos, but again, there is no tzibur, so therefore it's a location where there is no Kabbalah tzibur. Amir la'akim is still mutter during Ben Hashmashas, even after Kabbalah tzibur. The third discussion, or the third exception, which is a little bit shani b'machlekes, is when we say that Gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas. As we all know, Shabbos has two Ben Hashmashas. There's the Ben Hashmashas of Friday going into Shabbos, and the Ben Hashmashas of Shabbos going into Mitzvah Shabbos. Which Ben Hashmashas are we talking about when we say Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas? The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Beis brings a machlokes. He says that the Magen Avraham says that it's Yitachen that only the Ben Hashmashas of Erev Shabbos is included in the halacha of Le'gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas. But the Ben Hashmashas of Mitzvah Shabbos, over there, it's possible that once the Shusim were usher an entire Shabbos, they remain usher. Nechay Adam is also Machmir, like the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Beis Meir argues, and that the Beis Meir holds, that indeed the Ben Hashmashas of Mitzvah Shabbos has the same halacha of the Ben Hashmashas of Friday afternoon. And the same way Shvusim are not Osir during the Ben Hashmashas of Erev Shabbos, so too they are not Osir during the Ben Hashmashas of Mitzvah Shabbos. However, the Bir Halacha points out that we are unsure of when Ben Hashmashas is. Chazal tell us that there are two Ben Hashmashas. There's Ben Hashmashas de Rabbi Yehuda, and there's Ben Hashmashas de Rabbi Yosi. Ben Hashmashas de Rabbi Yehuda is the longer Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas de Rabbi Yosi is a drop of time before Tzeis HaGechavim. The Shar Tzion explains in Hilchas Tainis that even though it's often a Gemara that on a Tainis, Sveikei Mutter, the Sofik of Ben Hashmashas is Mutter. However, as we all know, we fast until Tzeis HaGechavim on Tainis. And the reason is because Sveikei is Mutter. It's true that Ben Hashmashas, one does not have to fast. But which Ben Hashmashas? Rabbi Yosi's Ben Hashmashas starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, or is the last few minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas. Basically, until right before Tzeis HaGechavim, we have to be worried about Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi holds that at that point in time, it's still Vadayim. It's still considered to be 100% day. We can only be Mekel Ben Hashmashas when we get to Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas, which is just moments before Tzeis HaKechavim. And that's why by a Tainus we fast until Tzeis HaKechavim, because we're fasting up until Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas, which is more or less the same time as Tzeis HaKechavim. The Bi'alocha is mistapik whether, when we say like Gozer Shus Ben Hashmashas, can we be Makel to Kulis? Can we be Makel to say that, number one, we are going to go ahead and be Makel on Shus and Ben Hashmashas, even Ben Hashmashas Mitzvah Shabbos, and also assume that Ben Hashmashas starts earlier, Reb Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas? If we have to be cheshish for shvusim, the same way we hold by tainius that we cannot allow it to be considered ben hashmashas until Rabbi Yosi's ben hashmashas, because Rabbi Yehuda's ben hashmashas, which Rabbi Yosi considers to be day, which is what we call ben hashmashas, if we cannot yet be makel in the coolest of ben hashmashas, what's negayah to lagozer shvus ben hashmashas? The same way we are not makel in that time, what's negayah to a tainius midrabanan? So then, even if you'll tell me halachically, there's no difference between the Ben Hashmashas of Erev Shabbos or Matzoi Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Because, in any case, even if halachically it's mutter, on a technical level, one is not going to be able to go ahead and do Shvusim at that time, because it might not yet be Ben Hashmashas. So we're coming out, basically, La halacha we hold like Gozer Shvus Ben Hashmashas, if it is for a Dvar Mitzvah, or something which is considered to be a big dchak for the person. There are three exceptions. The first exception is if it's Karev to come with Eid Issa D'Raisa. The second exception is if there was a Kabbalah Shabbos, a Machoikis, whether a private Kabbalah Shabbos or a Tzibur Kabbalah Shabbos, after which time only Amir La'akum would be Mutter. Then we have a Machoikis, what's the halacha of Mitzvah Shabbos, the Ben Hashmashas of Mitzvah Shabbos. The Magen Avraham is Mestapik, the Chai Odom is Machmer, the Beis Meir, although he is Mekel in Halacha, however, as the Bir Halacha points out, it's not so practical, because until we get to the point that we're 100% sure that it's Ben Hashmashas, by that time it is Pachos HaYeser, it is already Tzeis HaKechavim. The Vilna Goyin Tainas that it's a Mishnah, he says, that the Ben Hashmashas of Matzoi Shabbos, Shvusim, are Mutter. The Mishnah says, that we say every Friday night in Mamem Adlikim, Sofik Chashecha, Sofik Eino Chashecha. We do not do the Oraisas, however we do Taimu Nesachamin, we do the Rabbanans. The Vilna Goyin says, that Sofik Chashecha, Sofik Eino Chashecha, is not one case that we are unsure whether it is Chashecha or not. That could have been expressed by the Mishnah as Sofik Chashecha. Why is the Mishnah Meirich, Sofik Chashecha, Sofik Eina Chashecha? The Vilna Goyin says, beautiful, that the Mishnah is telling you two cases. The first case is referring to Friday night. The Friday night Ben Hashmashas is referred to as Sofik Chashecha. The reason why it's referred to Sofik Chashecha is because the reason why anything is Aser is because Sofik Chashecha, it might already be night. Sofik Eina Chashecha, the Vilna Goyin says, refers to Mitzvah Shabbos. Because if it is Chashecha, then everything is Mutter. Shabbos is over. Sofik Eina Chashecha refers to Ben Hashmashas of Mitzvah Shabbos, where the Sibas Iser, the Tzad Iser is, because it's Eina Chashecha. Because maybe it's not yet dark, maybe it's daytime, maybe it's still Shabbos. Sofik Chashecha is Friday nights. The Tzad Iser is because it might be night. Sofik Eina Chashecha, Zok the Goyin, is the second case. It's a Sofik that maybe it's not yet night. Mitzoy Shabbos, the Ben Hashmashas of Shabbos going to Mitzoy Shabbos, where the Iser of whatever is going to be Aser is created by the Tzad of Eina Chashecha, because maybe it is not yet night. So the Goyin says that the Mishnah indicates that the heter of Ben Hashmashas, both Ben Hashmashas, the Ben Hashmashas of Erev Shabbos and the Ben Hashmashas of Matzah Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.